So this is the way we love, this is the way we live on a Monday afternoon, CKLN 88.1. Keep it locked right here, as always. Word of mouth is up next, and BK is coming at you. Be ready.
While I'm gonna mean, everything's gonna be alright. CKLN listeners. It is 5 after 7 on the 23rd day of August, 2010. You are listening to CKLN's Word of Mouth Mondays. This is your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, a.k.a. Vijay Sharma. And I'm a rebel. And today, on today's Word of Mouth Monday show, hopefully you're ready, hopefully you're prepared, hopefully Curtis got your soul in a good mood. He's one of the best soul trainers I know. He's like a soul personal trainer. You go to him, and your soul's all flabby and sick, and Curtis just get you right in shape, man. Your soul got big pecs, you're glistening, wearing tight pants. It's beautiful. Back to the 70s. And today, the soul rebel we have on with us is Dr. Henry Mako, M-A-K-O-W. Just going to bring him back online. Made a mistake pulling him up, but I'll take care of that right now. Meanwhile, enjoy Soul Rebel and enjoy hearing one in just a minute. Dr. Mako, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Dr. Mako, Dr. Henry M-A-K-O-W, is a PhD, former professor, currently based out of Winnipeg. He's an expert in gender relations, male-female relations, and the power structure that be that messes with them, and all our relations, and you know, the banking system and the power structure itself. Dr. Mako, when we spoke last, is the third time I've interviewed you for the radio and interviewed you a couple of times in person. You mentioned you wanted to talk about your most recent article, which is a brilliant and passionate piece, Deconstructing Our Culture, on the Illuminati persecution of heterosexuals and traditions and traditional families. I would only like to add that we're all being used as weapons against each other, to confuse each other and given things to say that divide and conquer us. And so, Dr. Mako, can you break down how the Illuminati is persecuting heterosexuals and what you mean by that that article?
Well, in the article, I just point to many examples in the mass media recently which are conditioning us to accept alternative images of family, and this is not random. This is deliberate. It's deliberate social engineering, just like feminism is deliberate social engineering. And I point to the fact that there are not one but three movies in the theaters now, which are about sperm donor children, and basically are designed to normalize the idea that women would have children by sperm donors. And then at the same time, Jennifer Aniston said, oh, women don't need men. I mean, where's this coming from? It's not random. It's deliberate. It's part of a deliberate social engineering program.
I agree very much, Dr. Mako. Again, Henry, MAKOW.com. Frankly, a lot of women out there are being taught through their media, through their socialization, that they don't need a man, and men are no good, and men are stupid, and certainly a lot of men are being taught to act like that. But I got to tell you, Dr. Mako, that if my woman says, you know, I don't need you, and you're stupid, then I'm gone. I'll check out. I'll either leave, or I'll check out mentally, be hanging out in the den playing video games, and just vicariously existing through some other guy's life. So, yes, absolutely, this is part of the divide-and-conquer strategy to get women used to the idea that they can do this on their own, when in fact, if they do it, it's usually done better with two parents, two brains, two bodies, two, you know, sets of time and money and so on, to kind of take care of the job and raise a better kid.
Well, that's right, BK, but just, you know, women have about 10 years to make their deal. BK, I'm afraid I'm getting echo. I'm listening to myself again.
Okay, Dr. Macko, I'll tell you what. Keep talking. I'm going to fiddle with the levels here and see if I can get rid of that.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, go ahead. You were talking about our socialization.
Yeah, yeah. Sex is procreation, BK, and a woman's sex appeal is directly related to her fertility. We've been conditioned to think of sex as something we do for fun, or it's got some kind of mystical religious value, or God knows what. Sex is about procreation, and a woman's sex appeal is directly related to her fertility. And, I don't have to tell you, it peaks around 18, 19. That's when women are at the peak of their fertility and the peak of their sex appeal. And then it's a gradual decline until after 35, 40, you know, it's a rare woman who will turn heads. And we can't just ignore nature. Certainly women can't ignore nature. And if they do, they're doing it at their own, you know, risk. They essentially have to mate and marry and procreate when their sex appeal is greatest, if they want to participate in the life cycle and fulfill themselves as wives and mothers. Otherwise, they're going to be left high and dry. And now millions of women are being left high and dry.
I totally agree, Dr. Macko, because I've spoken with them, and you see them and you talk to them, and time after time, you know, they can talk the talk, but if a guy comes along and they think that he's a possibility, they'll instantly flip all that I can do it, I don't need a man stuff, because they're just desperate for that love. They'll fall into it, and sometimes with the wrong guy, because they're not they've thought so much in the opposite direction that they take a chance on the wrong guy even. And with respect to young women being more desirable than older women, absolutely, although of course they're all working as hard as they can to be as hot as possible these days. It seems to be what they're most advised on and encouraged to do. However, I just saw the new Victoria's Secret ad campaign here, giant Victoria's Secret stores coming to Toronto, and the model they chose for that looks to be barely 18, skinny, hip bone showing a bit, and so on. And so the ideal of even the Victoria's Secret models, who are supposedly more voluptuous than the high fashion catwalk style, is shifting to a younger demographic. Instead of a hot 25-year-old who's a bit curvy, they're moving the bar, lowering the bar, and promoting younger and younger girls as the ideal. So even if women want to compete in this social marketplace, the rest of us are being told to value them less by the same marketplace and the advertising within it.
What your listeners have to appreciate is breaking up the nuclear family was a platform in the Communist Manifesto. Now, this, I may sound like some kind of hoary anachronism talking about the Communist Manifesto, but communism hasn't gone away. Communism was just part of a dialectic that the capitalist bankers set up so they could control both sides of the argument and then control the outcome. And their agenda, the agenda of these bankers, central bankers, is to break up the nuclear family. So all of this homosexuality that's being pushed and promoted on heterosexuals, I don't care what homosexuals do in privacy, but I do care when heterosexuals are being turned into homosexuals, because it is a disorder. Now, all of this is politically motivated. We are being socially engineered, and we're just like we're acting like we're waltzing down the garden path. We're just totally ignorant of the fact that we are being targeted, and we are being targeted with social engineering. They want to change us, and in a way that's going to result in us being dysfunctional, because we're easier to control when we're dysfunctional.
Absolutely. And Dr. Macko, again, we're speaking with Dr. Henry Macko, henrymakow.com. I strongly recommend you visit his website for some brilliant articles by Dr. Macko and some of his fans and contributors. And two things. One is that all of our cultures are controlled and we're all being used again as giant sort of socialist sticks against each other. Illegal immigration is being used to drive down the wages so that even illegal immigrants get mad because they were making $6 an hour under the table, and then 6 months, a year later, when more of them show up, they're making $3 an hour. So everybody's wages kind of drop when there's a surplus of cheap labor. And that's one example. The cops are being used as a big stick against us at the G20 martial law, and then again at the Carabana martial law, forced to walk in crowds of young black people partying and hang out there for no reason. They could have been nearby to respond to anything. And the homosexual culture. I've got some homie, some homosexual homeboys, and they've told me that they can get laid easy, but they have trouble finding a guy they really like and someone that they can develop something with, build a relationship with, because they wouldn't mind that. And so their culture has also been changed. And you can even ask older gay guys. They used to like guys, Marlon Brando, Streetcar Named Desire, tough guys. And now a lot of these guys are liking guys that act like girls. So this is kind of getting a little strange. All of our cultures are being manipulated. And certainly the agenda of the people doing the manipulation is to promote homosexuality in the rest of our culture to help destroy it. I'm noticing a book that's almost a homoerotica book of UFC fighters at a Chapters the other day. It looks just like a Robert Mapplethorpe book of naked skinheads from 20 years ago when he was a famous photographer who did that. So and I'm noticing that. So you think you can dance Canada on the cover of today's Metro? And I remember back in my youth, we thought, guys didn't dance like this. It wasn't this normal for guys to dance. It was usually gay guys or the odd, so and so who felt like it. But now it's becoming promoted, and this I see among many, many, many other things as part of the same agenda, Dr. Macko, that you're presenting.
Well, that's for sure. I had a friend, a homosexual. I can remember now, we were having coffee one night, and he was talking about gay sex, which is generally promiscuous. It's generally anonymous. The gays generally have dozens, if not scores, if not hundreds of partners a year. The image we're being given of the gay family and the gay couple as just the same as a heterosexual couple, but just gay, that's a false image. That represents at most 10% of homosexuals. 90% of them don't want to marry, and generally, I would say 75% don't even want to have long-term relations, or if they do, they have a great deal of trouble having them. Anyway, my friend, I can still remember, he took the check, the invoice for the whatever we were eating, pizza, and he just started ripping it up one piece at a time, and he said, "That's what happens to me every time I have sex. Just a little piece of my soul comes off." And I think that must be true of homosexuals and heterosexuals, that just having this anonymous sex, somehow it's built up as some kind of goal. But in practice, I mean, I've had one-night stands. It's not what it's cracked up to be, yet we've got a whole culture that seems to be built on the one-night stand.
I totally agree, Dr. Macko. It's the type of thing where these are human beings we're talking about, and human beings are being manipulated into lifestyle choices that ultimately aren't making them very happy or fulfilled. And you see a bunch of adults being turned into children, a bunch of adults, grown-up people acting just like foolish young people, and yet they have to keep playing. And if you've got to keep playing, then what you're playing at and the way you're playing isn't fulfilling you. It's not improving your life in such a way where you're strong enough to handle your problems. It's just more escape on more escape. And that does extend to sex, where I've read some articles on your site and other places where young women are now sort of being raised to be, well, Illuminati mind-controlled sex slaves. And don't speak much. Keep it happy. Look sexy instead of pretty when you get more respect for looking pretty than you do sexy. And you know, if you look pretty for most people and you look sexy for your guy, then that kind of, you know, that kind of makes sense. But if you look sexy for everybody, then it's hard for guys to get with you to trust that, you know, you're going to stick around for them and that you're doing stuff for them. So, it's a big mess out there, Dr. Macko. I want to ask... Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go back the way it used to be back in the 50s and 60s. Essentially, if you wanted to have sex, you had to get married. And that sounds extreme, but that ensured that a woman would be courted, a man would take the time to get to know her, you know, her company and her favors and her character and personality and talents would all be appreciated, and she'd be embraced as a whole human being. And it's only and she'd be loved, and it's only in that context that sex would take place. And in that context, you know, you could have children, you could have a stable foundation for children. But now they're pushing the idea that you don't need a mother and a father to have children. They're allowing homosexual adoption so that, you know, you have children who are heterosexuals being brought up by homosexuals. That is child abuse. Heterosexuals need role models, male and female role models. But what the mind controllers are doing is they're trying to destroy images of the masculinity and femininity and the roles of male and female. They're destroying them. And so that this is the way they create gender confusion, and gender identity confusion leads to homosexuality. And homosexuality isn't just same-sex attraction. Homosexuality is gender confusion, which makes it impossible to have a mate, make a permanent bond with someone of the opposite sex. So that includes us all. We're all being turned into homosexuals because we're all finding it impossible or much harder to form a permanent bond with a member of the opposite sex. And homosexuals, you know, generally they have sex, generally speaking, I'm not speaking about them all, I know there's exceptions, but generally speaking they have sex, but they don't have families and they don't have marriage. And that's the vision of the mind controllers for all of us. They want all of us to just have all the sex, but not to get married and not to have children, not to have families, because they want to raise the kids themselves. They want women to have children artificially and have them raised in daycares while women work in there, and then they can just brainwash these children in the daycares and in the schools.
Absolutely, and Dr. Macko, I'd just like to add some context for listeners here. It is Word of Mouth Mondays. We're speaking with Dr. Henry, M-A-K-O-W, at henrymakow.com, where you can see some of these ideas fleshed out in more detail and some brilliant articles by Dr. Macko and some of his contributors. But in a nutshell, the world is managed. The colonial powers that manage it, the royal families, the British Empire, and the rest of those people, no one ever took their stuff, and there's secret societies involved, and there's rich tax-exempt foundations that they put their money into to give out grants to control science, education, and a lot of activism, the opposition to their plans, which has led us here. And this has been, say, the last 100 years or so of heavy social engineering we're talking about by them, because ultimately they are eugenicists. They are people who believe in selective breeding. They believe they're superior, and they believe that they can use us to build them, you know, big, you know, empires and battleships and mansions and all this craziness. And then they can get rid of us when they don't want us anymore. And we've come to that point today, where over the last 50 years, we've been under chemical and psychological attack from these people in terms of reducing our sperm count, to reduce our population, destroying the family, to isolate us, make us more easy to control by the state, and also, of course, reduce the population if we're not having kids. And so these people ultimately want to depopulate the world. And when you see ads out here in Toronto, especially for CIBC, run for the cure for breast cancer, or run for this hospital, or run for this thing, all you're doing is you're running for more money, for more screening procedures to sell more drugs. You're not running to actually prevent cancer or change anyone's lifestyle. So there's the anticipation that all of us are going to get a lot sicker over the next few years as part of this eugenics agenda. And getting back to what Dr. Macko and I were speaking of, the reason you can't just say, oh, well, times have changed, is that there is a larger agenda at work, and if you do get more selfish, if you turn into a socialist editor and a sexual predator, then you'll be contributing to your own destruction and the destruction of your culture. Dr. Macko, any comments to flesh any of that out?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'd like to read something from my latest article, which sort of gives the background to people. The article's called Illuminati Persecute Heterosexuals. And I'd just like to read this article, and you can stop me if you want me to clarify anything, okay?
By all means.
Okay. Every day, heterosexuals face an insidious mass media campaign designed to make homosexuality the social norm. This vicious, underhanded attack on heterosexual identity is disguised as defending homosexual rights. To defend gay rights, heterosexuals are taught to deny gender, marriage, and family, the fundamental human rights of 98% of the population, the right to natural human development, are violated. I call that hate. People get their identity, meaning, and support from marriage and family. The Illuminati is re-engineering humanity to serve them. Humanity is literally satanically possessed. This sounds incredible and bizarre, but I'm afraid it's true. Humanity is controlled by a satanic cult called the Illuminati. They grew out of the Sabbatean heresy, a satanic Jewish movement from the 17th and 18th century that engulfed half the Jews of Europe. This led directly to the growth of communism, socialism, and Zionism. Jewish rabbis identified them as Satanists and said they would destroy Judaism and Jews. And in fact, they did in the Second World War. Their blueprint for world satanic domination is the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. Homosexuality is just one of many false doctrines designed to weaken and enslave the goyim. We must introduce into their education all those principles which have so brilliantly broken up their order. Protocol 16. Sigmund Freud, the apostle of free love, was a Sabbatean Jew. The Sabbateans practiced every sexual deviance, including wife swapping, incest, and pedophilia, as a means of flaunting God and the natural spiritual order. This satanic practice has been introduced and disguised as sexual liberation, feminism, and gay rights. Sabbatean Jews have incredible power by virtue of their control of government credit. They have created a puppet Gentile elite using Freemasonry. Barack Obama is one of many such Masonic puppets. They control corporations through advertising. They control corporations and thus control advertising. They control government, education, and the mass media, which is largely devoted now to social engineering.
Absolutely. Dr. Macko, I'd just like to continue the conversation. That's a great intro right there. Now, you are Jewish, and you know that there are evil people from all sorts of races around the world who are working on this. There's evil Chinese in China doing that to China, evil Africans in Africa, evil Canadians doing stuff to us, and so on. But I personally pin a lot of this on the British Empire. That's where I see the CFR and the Royal Institute for International Affairs in Chatham House. But can you explain the distinction between the cultists at the top of this, the Kabbalistic cults, especially since we see Illuminati symbolism all over modern fashion, in books, the Teen Read Choice Awards at Chapters. You can go look at the whole selection. It's all vampires, zombies, black magic, bad girl this, you'll never be happy that. It's amazing what they're putting up for, not just out there, but as part of the Teen Read Award. So there is some sort of bizarre, twisted cult activity behind
it. The common denominator is Kabbalism. That's what these satanic Jews have in common. That's what they sold to Gentiles in the form of Freemasonry, so that the whole world is contaminated and run by Freemasons now, which are people who believe in Kabbalism. Now, the lower rungs of Freemasonry are just average people, good people, who don't know what the agenda is. They're not told, and they're only the ones who can be trusted are told the true agenda and allowed to rise. So essentially, the rubric that covers this whole control system for the whole world is Kabbalism. That's the true religion of the modern world, Satanism, the true religion of the modern world. And that's what they all have in common. So no, it's not just it's yes, it's satanic Jews, but it's satanic non-Jews of every color and every religious, so-called religious background. In fact, could I continue with another section from that article? I think you'd find it stimulating.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, the Illuminati substitute their self-serving reality for true reality. That's what Satanism is all about, creating an alternative reality, distorting reality, and then making us believe in that distorted reality. They make lies seem truth and evil seem good. This is why the world is becoming a zany place. History and current events are literally scripted. We are living in a matrix. Remember that scene, the scene of people fleeing from the crashing towers on 9/11? Remind you of a Hollywood disaster movie? The same Illuminati mentality scripted and funded 9/11 as a summer blockbuster in your local theater. In other words, history and current events are literally scripted. They're not happening natural. They're controlled.
Yeah, they're taking
World
us along.
World wars were similarly choreographed, complete with costumes and songs. Expendable non-Sabbatean Jews had to die to disguise this plot, which is really designed to kill a lot of Goyim. To control the world, the Sabbateans must recreate it in their own image. That requires destruction of race, religion, nation, and, of course, family. They use homosexuality to destroy family. Homosexuality is a developmental disorder caused by gender confusion. It is promoted as a normal lifestyle to undermine heterosexuals and ultimately enslave society. Despite what the mass media says, the vast majority of homosexuals want sex, not marriage or children. This is the Illuminati vision for heterosexuals. As I've said, they're turning us into homosexuals. Well, how would gays feel if they were subjected to such a campaign in reverse? My readers tell me that between 25 and 50% of the young females they meet today are bisexual. That's, you know, between 25 and 50% are bisexual. In other words, they're lesbians. They're becoming lesbians. Do you think this is conducive to successful heterosexual marriage or family? I'll just take a break.
Absolutely, Dr. Macko. I can see what they're doing. And yet, you know, when it's said that a lot of people don't know, I agree, a lot of people don't know, but a lot of people know a lot of things today. And I know that there is a school of thought, which a lot of young people have, you know, just leaving university when they're looking for a job, and they lose some of that idealism, and they say, there's a system. You got to play the game. And then you look at the rest of our culture, and it's all about money and do whatever you have to do to get famous or do whatever you have to do to get rich. And now in different cultures, I know in hip-hop culture there's a lot of talk about whether Jay-Z or Kanye West or any of those guys is a member of the Illuminati because they keep wearing stuff and saying stuff and putting up the hand signs and even referencing it in songs. And it causes a debate in the community where, you know, some people say, oh, my goodness, that's crazy. And some people say, so what? So that's what you got to do. Whatever, if you're a gangster, you're a gangster. And if those are the biggest gangsters in the world and you want to gang up with them, then, hey, then you're a good gangster. And so they're normalizing all of this. And as we're here in the Masonic revelation of the method phase, where they're pretty much revealing everything, I'm looking at page 17 of the Metro here. It says, how to build a pop star, a killer voice, a catchy song, a good story, but most importantly, good girls are boring. And it's got a picture of Katy Perry here. She of the I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It song fame, a song that was probably engineered in a laboratory somewhere to brainwash girls worldwide. You know, we can see evidence of what you're talking about throughout our culture if we look, and how they're changing the attitudes of all of us. So if those of us here at the ground level, Dr. Macko, are getting brainwashed to accept this, imagine what people higher up are getting brainwashed to accept, including members of Freemasonry and other cults and organizations that are wielding influence over this system and putting out product and making decisions that perpetuate this.
Well, BK, the thing is that all these people who subscribe to these practices are essentially being set up for destruction. They're being given false doctrines which undermine them. They're going to be destroyed, I'm afraid.
No, I agree. I mean, we're all slated to, and for those of you folks out there who don't know, tons of information on the depopulation plan. Prince Philip, he's a member of the British royal family, said he would love to come back as a virus to get rid of humanity because it was such a plague on this earth. You're seeing UN Agenda 21 implemented, where we're all being told to worry about our carbon footprints and told that, you know, we use too much and we shouldn't be here, and regular old human beings are bad for the planet based on our lifestyles, when the super rich people aren't really being asked to change and aren't volunteering to change, and they're certainly not stopping the wars causing more environmental destruction. So there is definitely an anti-human agenda afoot, Dr. Macko, and many documents, UN documents, UN study on biodiversity in 1992, and NSSM 200, Henry Kissinger's documents from back in the 70s, all point to a depopulation plan where they want to kill about 80% of us, or maybe 6 out of 7 of us. Estimates range from 80 to 90% of us, and that's why there's so many things bad for us, and that's why we don't care. I mean, you can tell somebody that, you know, our food's poisoned and our air is poisoned and our water's poisoned, and we act like we're in prison, or we act like we don't care. We act like we're either powerless to speak up on these issues or to do anything about these issues, or we just don't care. We're so cool. We're eugenic cool. We're so cool that, you know, you can kick me in the sack, you can take a sack of my stuff, and then you can kill me. That's how cool I am. And that's the type of brainwashing and social engineering they're putting out there, where they're actually literally telling us they're killing us and teaching us how not to respond to this. So, you know, what we're talking about here with respect to the destruction of the family and the destruction of institutions and practices that give us people to care about and people to fight for and fight on behalf of. So even if we think we're worthless, we think our kids mean something, and so we'll try and take care of some of these problems. You know, all of that is under attack to make us easier to cull off.
And control, that's the important part. But the, you know, we started off talking about sex and relationships and family and so on, and the way young men and women can call a halt to this trend is simply by making it clear in their own minds that what they want is a long-term relationship and eventually marriage, and not having any other kind of relationship, and therefore not hopping into bed with all in sundry. And if, you know, some girls say, oh, well, the other girls will do it if I don't, well, let them. I mean, that's like saying, the other girls will get mugged if I don't. You know, I mean, that's what it amounts to. So young men and women have to just get it clear in their mind that they're ultimately looking for marriage. They're ultimately looking for a lifetime partner. And so they just concentrate on people with whom they can have long-term relationships, which means relationships that, you know, 85% of it takes place outside the bedroom.
I agree, Dr. Macko, and certainly it's good to prioritize. I've had a few casual flings in my life, and I've had great girlfriends that's been amazing. And I'll tell you this, the first 6-month honeymoon period of a serious relationship is really cool, because you're not sure what's happening. You may be, this may be long-term, it may not. I never had long-term on my mind in terms of marriage, but I had girlfriend on my mind. And I had the possibility that a girlfriend could turn into a wife if we kept dating and dating and dating and dating and dating and dating. And I made really sure that I'd be cool with a roommate for 50 years. And these days, there seems to be less of that. And part of that is you know, the way we're being socialized, the way we're being taught to communicate. You know, I know men and women out there are sort of being told, how do I get him to do this? Or how do I get her to do that? And there's a lot of that kind of gamesmanship and gameswomanship going on. And what it does is it builds up distrust, because you eventually get the idea that, you know, you're being played by each other, and then you don't trust each other, and it's hard to develop a relationship out of that, as opposed to either A, just asking for it, or B, just needing it. I mean, we need our I know as a guy, We need our women to be capable and intelligent so we can hang out with them, but we also like them hot and helpless, and we love to be a guy who's like runs to the rescue and I'll lift that heavy thing for you, and honey, do you know how to do this? Oh, sweetie, I can tell you. You know, like we like that, and so being told that we're needed is what keeps us around. Being told that we're special is what keeps us around. Being told that we're unique and that, you know, we're treated like a king at home by our queen, who we, of course, correspondingly treat like a queen, you know, where we provide them power, or we provide them security, rather, and they and they provide us with power because we have that kind of power. And even in terms of decision making, if a man's in charge, then he's happy. If he's not, he's not happy, and she's not happy being with a man who can't be in charge. She's got no faith in her security. So if we're in charge, then women should be happy, and we're lazy. So they get to make 90% of the decisions anyway. You know, where we eat, whose house we go see. You know, they can plan all the scheduling. It's just that the 10% time where we disagree, we like to be respected for that and not have it be a big issue tied to some bigger, you know, social engineering thing.
That's right. We have to keep alive the distinction between masculine and feminine. And essentially, heterosexual union is the exchange of feminine worldly power for masculine power expressed as love. So women essentially have to find a man they can trust with their lives. And men have to be worthy of that trust. And when a woman will trust a man to be in charge, that is what feminine love is all about. And that's what empowers men. And men, of course, have to be worthy of that trust, or they lose the woman. They deserve to lose her. So that's how we keep the distinction alive between men and women. Men want to look after the woman they love, and women want to be looked after by the man they love. And that's how marriage takes place and how families are formed. And so what they're doing is putting it in women's mind that they can't trust men. That's the big one. Men are evil predators. You can't trust any man. And then as a result, and what they're also doing is they're telling women to take charge of their lives, and as a result, they're just killing the heterosexual dynamic, and it's intentional. And these women are like curdled milk. Once they've, you know, been in charge and have high-power careers, a man can't live with them because they're men. These women have become men. So we've got to keep this dynamic alive where men are worthy of trust and worthy and able to take charge and to be the leaders in a marriage, and women are capable of trusting a man because trust is the essence of feminine love.
Absolutely. You know, men want power and women want security. And, you know, that's the best arrangement, because if a woman disempowers her man, if she turns into a liar or a wussy and he's just lying to her all the time and she's suspicious, or he's a total wimp, she's not going to be happy with that. She may learn to normalize complaining, because there are archetypes in the media that she can find to figure out how to complain. And I've talked to girls who've come back from, you know, parties with their friends, and they're just like, ugh, I can't believe it. All we did was complain about our boyfriends. And she liked her boyfriend, so she didn't have as much to offer. So she was just kind of bored and irritated by a lot of the conversation. And that's just one example. There are good relationships out there and so on. It's just that there is a progressive process of them being weakened. So even if you think that your relationship is fine out there, then you have to understand that the media you're taking in, the socialization you're taking in, the music you're taking in, the I'll take your girl, I'll have sex with her and then kick her out the door, all that stuff will destroy your brain if you don't have something else in there, like the truth and like you know, something that makes sense to counteract that. And you maybe use that energy for something else, to work out or whatever, but you don't take those messages seriously enough to have them change the way you think, to the point where you can't be happy. And Dr. Macko, you're a guy. I've met you before. You're a nice guy, and you're a smart guy, and you're a decent-looking guy. And you know that we as men like when we like women. You know, we don't want to hate half the population. We don't want to fear half the population. We want to be neurotic about half the population. We don't want to turn to porn, the perfect combination of sex and violence, to stimulate our lizard part of our brains to get us off. And we don't want to look at women that way because it makes life suckier.
Yeah, BK, what you said was exactly right. Men want power. Women want, you said security. Actually, women want love. Men want power. Women want love. That's the difference between men and women. And so a heterosexual union is the exchange of women's power for men's love. This way, the women get the love and the men get the power. Women empower men. So men must be worthy of that trust, as I said before. But also, men should never be in a relationship where the woman has the power. In other words, if a woman insists on having the power, give her the power and show her the door. And men cannot sacrifice power and still be men. And that's a very important point.
Absolutely. And for guys out there, you should know that your testicular fortitude is under attack. They know the Illuminati, the New World Order, the establishment, forces behind globalization. If you're a traditional lefty, it's all the same thing. It's people centralizing power through international institutions and central banks worldwide to control countries worldwide and the people in them, remove power from our elected officials. So even if you vote for somebody, you may not know that most of your policies are coming out of the United Nations, including all this environmental stuff we see littering Toronto. And people here, the elected officials, are just told to rubber stamp it. So that's the current system. They know, the people behind all this know, that if guys don't fight back and if guys don't fight for their country, we'll lose. You know, there are very capable women in this game, very women I admire very much. But if men don't fight for their tribe, then the handful of women that will won't it won't cut it. If men don't protect their block, if men don't inform people on their block so that crime rates don't go up and destroy their property values, then their block will be taken, and their kids will be messed up. And if guys spend, you know, 2-3 hours watching TV or looking up, you know, barbecues or vacations instead of, you know, looking into the issue of, say, vaccines or aspartame or MSG, then their kids are going to cause them more problems than it's worth, because your kids being messed up will make you less happy than any toys you have or could get could make you. So there's all these ways of misdirection. And Plato, 2,300 years ago, in his book The Republic, said that the rulers of large amounts of people should use sports to distract males, to take their natural aggression and creativity and urge to, you know, do something and co-opt it and turn them into fans. And even your woman can't be a fan of you if you're just a fan of other guys. It's really hard if you don't have something going on that she can be a fan of, which is a much preferable position for her. So, yes, Dr. Macko, it's all related to our relationships, because fundamentally, yourself, myself, other people that are quote-unquote deep researchers who look into the conspiracy, which is pretty much admitted now in even mainstream news in certain quarters. For those of us who look into this, we can learn 100 bad things a week while the mainstream public learns 10. But if we don't fix this relationship issue and get guys in a fighting mood, it won't matter how we learn we're being killed, because we won't do anything about it.
That's true. We're almost out of time, BK, so I just want to tell people, if they're interested in this, my books are available at Seekers Bookstore and also at Conspiracy Culture. And the two books they want are Illuminati and Cruel Hoax. Cruel Hoax is about heterosexuality and homosexuality and feminism. Very, very important book. It's my first book. And then the second book about the conspiracy is called Illuminati. And I advise people to take a look at them if they want to get some background on the subject. And as for men, you know, when I was a young man, I looked to women for to get my confidence, and that is a huge mistake. The way men get confidence is from their work and from the reward and recognition they get from their work. So if men want to be men, they essentially have to find a profession that they really, really are good at, and something they really enjoy, and get their confidence from that. Don't try to get your confidence from a woman. Women can't respect men who need them in that way.
Absolutely, Dr. Macko. I've said for years, I'd say it to anybody today, I need a woman who's a fan of me. She's got to be a fan of what I do, a fan of the way I talk, fan of the way I think, fan of something. And they've been happier when they've been proud of me as a debater, a public speaker, or what I did in terms of work, in terms of travel, in terms of accomplishment. They wanted to think they were with somebody worth being with. If they didn't think that, and there are times in my relationship where they don't, they're miserable. And so if a man, you know, just looks to please her and get all of his accomplishments and trying to please her, and she thinks she's the only thing going on in his life, she will be miserable. She'll reject that. She might like it for the first couple of weeks just because she likes the attention. But eventually she's going to want to try, she's going to want to have somebody worth paying attention to as well. And that means you've got to get something going on.
Yes, and paradoxically, women have no use for men they can control. So if you think you're being Mr. Nice Guy, it's not going to work. Women don't can't love a man they can't respect, and they can't respect a man they can control. So don't even consider giving up your power.
Absolutely, Dr. Macko. Well, we have 10 minutes left, Dr. Macko. I know you've got solutions, and we've touched on several here. Your recommendations, we went through this last time. You recommend that women get married young, preferably, you know, 19, 20, 21, have kids, and then later on, with a bit of a mature headspace, possibly look into career options or education, you know, provided they can find a man who can support all that.
I would say to all young people, avoid the humanities and the social sciences. They're brainwashing now, just total brainwashing. If you go to university, the only reason to go to university or to any institution of higher learning is for a marketable profession, a skill. So make that the focus. And yes, I think I think men should be looking for marriage after their career is started. And ideally, I think women should get married before they go to university. But if they go to university to gain a skill, sure. But I think women should consider getting married younger, sooner rather than later, which is the trend.
Absolutely, and if they hold out and they find a guy who's a little bit he's not happy with things either, then they found the right person. So essentially, being unique in this culture, being someone who rejects these ideas, will help you find someone else who's unique in this culture who rejects these ideas. And someone that you can then bond with on that basis. And frankly, Dr. Macko, and we're speaking with Dr. Henry, M-A-K-O-W, at henrymakow.com. His books, Cruel Hoax and the Illuminati, are must-reads. I own Cruel Hoax. Dr. Macko, thank you for signing my copy a few years ago, and I've loaned it to people. And they've appreciated your essays, your articles there, collected together to give them some perspective on their relationships. What we need is we need authoritative questioning of this to have any confidence in it, especially in the text message and chat and Twitter generation, where we don't speak as much, we don't listen to each other as much, and we have trouble, clarifying things for each other and helping each other figure things out. It helps to have some authoritative sources on this.
That's for sure. And I think we have conscious that the mass media is designed to is purposely changing the norms. They're essentially replacing heterosexual norms with homosexual norms. That's what's going on in a concerted way, and I think we have to be aware of this in order not to be influenced by it. And in the article, I mentioned Illuminati persecute heterosexuals. I just give some examples, and I'll run through them. Right now, we've got these three movies, The Switch with Jennifer Aniston, aging feminist resorts to turkey baster to have a child, discovers male friend switched his sperm. This is the only way men can have children these days, somehow getting into that turkey baster. Aniston got headlines saying men don't need women to have a child. Excuse me, women don't need men to have a child. She is a role model for millions of young girls. A-list actors and actresses are mouthpieces today. The second movie, The Backup Plan, with Jennifer Lopez, she plays a woman who conceives twins through artificial insemination only to meet the man of her dreams on the very same day. And the children are all right. The children of two lesbians find their common sperm donor father who is only too happy to enter the family dynamic. Yeah, right, that's why he didn't have a family. All three movies mimic normal, healthy, heterosexual families in order to show that they aren't necessary, paradoxically. So I'll pause here before giving some of the other examples if there's time.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Macko, and it says in the next part of your article, which I'm reading, gay actor Neil Patrick Harrison's partner will have twin boys with a beautiful surrogate in October. And George Smitherman, a mayoral candidate here in Toronto, is supposedly adopting a child with his partner as well in October in a big hullabaloo about this. And again, we're all here right now. We're all individuals. We've all been raised to be this way. I'm certainly not perfect when it comes to rejecting my socialization and so on. So none of us are. It's just that how do we move forward here instead of being taken down by the people behind all this? And even, in the gay cultures, I mentioned earlier, a lot of them aren't happy with the situation either. And you can ask them, and some of them are. And of course, we're all taught to be. We're supposed to keep it happy no matter how bad things get with respect to our relationships, the economy, and everything else. But yes, Dr. Macko, we can see that this is a propaganda attack on all of us and on how we used to relate best. And that is the key. And so the people being used as weapons against the rest of us, they're no better off in being used as weapons. And we should all wake up to the larger agenda so we can all reject it and then be individuals or groups or communities that are free from participating in their bigger plans.
Well, that's right. I don't want to judge homosexuals. It's really just an issue of, are homosexuals going to be pressured to become heterosexuals, and are heterosexuals going to be brainwashed to become homosexuals? I don't think either of them want to brainwash the other, and that's what's happening. Heterosexuals are being brainwashed to become homosexuals, and I don't think homosexuals would agree with that either.
I agree. Dr. Henry Macko, henrymakow.com. Final thought, please.
Oh, gee, that was my final thought.
And it was a dandy. It was a dandy one. But one more, because you got so many good ones. Or one more warning.
I just say, you can just stop this whole thing by demanding long-term relationships leading to marriage. That's how we can stop it. I mean, it's insidious when the notion is out there that anyone can hop into bed with anybody at any time. We've got to know that that doesn't lead anywhere. It's an empty experience. You know, remember Woody Allen used to say, sex is an empty experience, but for an empty experience, it's one of the best there is. Remember that? That's just all part of that same insidious attitude. It's really designed to bring us down. And, and those who've done it know that, that anonymous sex is an empty experience. So the thing to do is to draw the line saying, I want a long-term relationship leading to marriage, and let the people who want to self-destruct have the one-night stands.
Absolutely. Get what you're looking for. Dr. Henry Macko at henrymakow.com. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with your continued brilliant work.
Thanks a lot, BK. Same to you.
Thank you, sir. And again, that was Dr. Henry Macko, henrymakow.com. Just you know what? This is rebellious today. You know, this is rebellious today, getting into this sort of thing and challenging our socialization. Because if you notice, we're not being encouraged to like each other anymore. We're being encouraged to sort of fantasize about each other, sexualize each other, objectify each other more. And there are ways we can reject this. This is your host BK, aka VJ. I do host Rude Awakenings here on CKLN. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., as well as Word of Mouth Mondays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can get at me at blackkrishna@gmail.com or Google Black Krishna to find more of my work. And keep in mind out there that we are all chess pieces in this game. You can go to Infowars.com, henrymacko.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, naturalnews.com, many places to share information about this to get people hip to the game. Off the Tracks is next. I'm asking you to consider that just because. If we're hit to the game, then we can't have game run on us, at least not as easily, and then we can run some game ourselves. Peace out, everybody. Have a good night.